Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org. Welcome back to the Roundtable on WAMC. Ray Graff in for Joe Donahue. 10:36 is the time. The Octavo Singers of Schenectady is an 80-year-old community chorus of about 100 singers. They generally perform large, sacred works and present their concerts almost exclusively in big urban churches and synagogues. This Sunday, it's December 15th already, at 3 p.m., the Octavo Singers will present Handel's Messiah at the Union College Memorial Chapel. The Octavo Singers' artistic director and conductor, Curtis Funk, joins us. Curtis, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
So this organization, the Octavo Singers, it's 80 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little about this history. This goes way back.
It does. And it's a sister organization with a couple of others. Both the Schenectady Symphony Orchestra and the Albany Symphony Orchestra are about 80 years old, too.
Mm-hmm.
So we all kind of formed at the same time. Not sure about the other two, but Octavo's actually formed with WPA funds.
Really?
Yep.
Well, that's an interesting fact.
A bunch of people got together and wanted to sing, and there was recreational funding available. When that money ran out, the people had already kind of bonded, so they kept the group going, and it kind of grew and grew. And, eventually we're up to about 120 people now, at least.
Really?
For this performance.
That's a large organization.
It is a wall of sound.
It must be a challenge to be a conductor or the artistic director of a group that big. How did you become the artistic director and conductor?
Well, I'm only the third conductor in the group's 80-year history. The first conductor, Gordon Mason, was there, I think, through the 60s,
mm-hmm.
and then George Morose took over, and he was there through, I think, 2010. George, unfortunately, passed away, and I saw his obit, and I called somebody who I knew in the group, and I said, do you need some help, just interim or whatnot? And, they took me on in an interim capacity, and eventually it kind of evolved into an audition of sorts.
Yeah.
And I took over the group. And this will be my third Messiah with them. It's a wonderful group of people. We're a non-auditioning community chorus.
Okay, so anybody can join?
Anybody can join.
What if somebody stinks?
Well, typically we are kind of self-selective. So if they're having trouble, chances are they're not going to have a good time, and they're probably going to back out.
So are you a tough taskmaster?
I have to understand that I've got someone paying $20 to see us, so we work pretty hard. But I have to be honest with you, this group really wants to do a good job.
Yeah.
It's not as if I have to whip them into shape. They want to be good.
Well, it's interesting, though. I mean, you would think that there were probably people out there who think they can sing pretty well. And, of course, you'd have to know how to read
mm-hmm.
to be in. So that would maybe eliminate some. But there would have to be the occasional one who is not all that good, intonation-wise or otherwise.
Well, I'll be honest with you. Every group I've ever done, there's been a couple of what we call folder holders, people just who, show up just because they love music.
Yeah.
And if they're sitting next to somebody who's strong, chances are they can actually get improved just by being part of the element. But this group that I have, I'm very, very blessed. I would say everybody is pulling their weight, and I don't have anybody who's just kind of showing up and, absorbing the music. Everybody's contributing. It's a wonderful group.
Well, Handel's Messiah, has been done this time of year and other times of year for so long by so many groups. And I had a question when I knew you were coming on the show. I listen to a lot of jazz, and,
mm-hmm.
and in jazz, there are standards. You play the head, you take your solos, you go back to the head, you're done. There's plenty of room for sort of a loose framework, but something like Messiah, which has been done by everybody who is anybody, it seems to be rather regimented. How does one, as the artistic director and conductor, show your personality or show the group's personality in something that is so regimented?
Well, we have the advantage of it being a piece that was composed in the Baroque era, 1600 to 1750. And one of the centerpieces of Baroque music is ornamentation and improvisation.
Mm-hmm.
So to the extent that you want to add a flourish or a trill or something like that, you've got that option. Also, in a piece of music that's 53 movements long, you can cherry pick if you want. Personally, I go cover to cover. I do all 53 because I really feel you need all 53 movements to tell the story.
And how long does that take?
With a 15-minute intermission and 5 minute of pre-concert remarks, about 2 hours and 45 minutes.
Well, that's very reasonable for such a weighty piece. Now, getting back to the ornamentation and the sort of not free jazz element, but freer element of Baroque. Supposing you have 50 people who want to put their ornamentation on. It can get unwieldy, yes?
Yeah. Basically, we have to have a consensus on ornamentation. The individual choristers can't put on their own stuff. My frontline quartet, my soprano, alto, mm-hmm. tenor, bass, they have free license to interpret it as long as, you know, we can agree that that's stylistically appropriate. But the 120 choristers, we all have to kind of agree where we're going to take a breath here or we're going to put in a flourish here, that type of thing. But we do have a fair amount of latitude. For instance, when the music's introducing this segment started. It's a piece called How Beautiful Are the Feet of Them. I take it actually twice as fast as the lead-in music. Mm-hmm. So I've got that tempo flexibility.
Now, interesting, the tempo flexibility. We were talking about tempo, oddly enough, the things you talk about in the newsroom. There was a piece on, I believe, maybe it was the BBC, maybe it was NPR earlier in the week, about Beethoven metronome markings. And I don't know if you heard about this, but
no, I didn't.
Apparently he was one of the first to get a metronome toward the end of his life. And he went back and scribbled in metronome markings on all his pieces. And Beethoven's Fifth, for instance, almost twice as fast as everybody plays it today. So when you say, I take something twice as fast, are you taking unnecessary or are you going over the line with liberties as far as what the composer wanted?
I'm going to say no. I never heard Handel, his interpretation of it. And there any metronome markings that might be on the music we have were not obviously put in by Handel. They were put in by the publisher. But there's a certain convention and an envelope associated with that convention. And I would say I stay within the envelope. To be perfectly honest, I'm a little aerobic. I go a little faster and a little louder than a lot of my
It's good for a live show.
Absolutely. You know, when you got 120 people, if you're not going to, you know, really just give them some impact, you know, what's the point of assembling 120 people? But, and the other thing is if you drag too much, you know, your 3 o'clock concert bleeds into like 6:15, 6:20, and people start getting hungry and crabby, and myself included. So it's good to keep it brisk, but I just feel like the entire piece just begs to be done just a little bit on the fast side, just to keep it animated and lively.
We're speaking with Curtis Funk, who is the artistic director and conductor of the Octavo Singers, who will be performing Handel's Messiah this Sunday. That's December 15th at 3 p.m. at Union College Memorial Chapel. Now, you said this was the third time you have done this, mm-hmm. and I assume many of the singers in your organization have been there for 3 years. What changes? How does the piece evolve between year one and year three?
The first year when we were together, I was a little more conservative. We don't have a whole lot of practice time. We have a fall concert that's usually done on Veterans Day weekend. So we've got the Monday after Veterans Day till the third Sunday in December to put this together. So my first year, at the first couple of rehearsals, I've kind of listened to how they sang it, and I didn't make a whole lot of changes. To be honest, I did introduce some slightly faster tempos. And I was the first of the three to do it cover to cover. My predecessors cherry-picked a little bit. Mm-hmm. But with each successive year, we've picked up the tempo a little bit. We've thrown in a couple ornaments. There's one point this year where rather than have the chorus sing, I'm going to actually have them hum, and I'm going to have the quartets do the word, and it adds this beautiful haunting feeling to it. And it's a piece called Since By Man Came Death. And so to take this 120 wall of sound and have them hum behind four very, very talented singers, it's pretty remarkable sound.
Is the Union College Chapel, is that a good room, the acoustics?
I mean, it's a wonderful space. It really is. It's very bright. And, there's no carpeting or that type of thing. The only downside, but we've managed to work around it, is the singers are up on stage, and then I've got a 22-piece orchestra, and then I've got myself, so I'm almost like in a different zip code, you know, compared to the chorus. But we've managed to work that out.
That's terrific. The performance is, again, Sunday, December 15th at 3 p.m. And, boy, if you have 2 hours and 50 minutes to spare, this is a great way to do it on Sunday. Curtis Funk is the artistic director and conductor of the nearly 120-member Octavo Singers from Schenectady and in your 80th year.
That's correct.
So hopefully you'll be doing this for another, 30, 40 years?
From your mouth to God's ears.
All right. For more information, you can find it online at WAMC/roundtable. Curtis Funk, artistic director and conductor of the Octavo Singers. Thanks for being here, Curtis.
Thanks so much for the time today.
You are listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.